Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Questions from the Audio Road. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford, and I'll be taking your calls and answering your questions for the next hour or so. Lisa is here with us, screening calls and keeping things light and fun. If you want to join in, simply press 1 on your phone, and Lisa will be right with you. This is the show that puts the money where it belongs, back in your pocket. Sit back, relax, and listen, or jump in and ask your question. You can even bring us your opinion. It's up to you. This is your show. You can ask questions about fuel mileage, tires, engine, EGR, aerodynamics, truck specking, maintenance, taxes, financial planning, getting started as an owner-operator, or anything else about the business of trucking. Here we go. Let's head on down the audio road.
Hi, this is Lisa. Remember to talk to Kevin. Press 1 so I can pick up the phone and screen your call. You know you'd rather talk to me anyway. Or just sit back, relax, and listen to the show. And at any time you have a question, just hit 1 and I'll pick up the phone.
Welcome to Questions from the Audio Road. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. Lisa's here screening your calls. If you're listening to us online, you might want to pick up the phone and grab a line here. We've still got some open. The way to do it is dial 347-884-8327. Tonight is all about your questions. So once you're on the call, go ahead and press 1 on your phone with a question, a comment, a topic, whatever it might be. Lisa will screen your call, and we're going to get to those here in just a bit. We are going to do a recorded hour for the SiriusXM Live show, so it is all about your questions tonight. The phone number to join us here live on the call, 347-884-8327. And again, once you're on that call, press 1, and we will get to your calls here in just a couple minutes. Let's go ahead and get the recording started. Good evening and welcome to the show. I'm Kevin Rutherford and this is the show that puts the money where it belongs. Back in your pocket. I'm here tonight and every night to improve your bottom line and make you more successful. We talk about the things that are important to you, your business, your money, your life, and your success. Thanks for joining me, allowing me to ride along with you for an hour tonight. I consider it my mission on this show to bring you the very latest information to help you be more successful, make more money, save more money, and avoid scams and ripoffs. We can talk about trucks, money, retirement accounts, fuel mileage, maintenance, health insurance, technology, taxes, financial planning, current events, politics, or anything else you'd like to bring to the show. The website is letstruck.com. The important stuff, well, that's your phone calls, so let's get right to it tonight. Let's start off in Florida. Dave, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin?
Doing good. What's on your mind tonight?
I got two questions. They're both about cruise control. One's actually a buddy of mine's truck about a couple days ago. His cruise stopped working in his truck, but when he's, like, parked, he can use his cruise control to idle up. But when he's driving, when he flips the switch to engage the cruise, it won't work at all.
Okay. There are a couple sensors that can affect the cruise operation, and it's almost always going to be one of those sensors. The most common is the throttle position sensor. And that sounds like that may be what's going on here, because when you're sitting at idle, the throttle's in its neutral position, and then it's working going down the road. It's not sensing properly. That may be it. I would check there.
Okay. And then the next question, actually, I'm in a B model Cat mechanical motor, and I was wondering if there's any type of way to put a cruise control on this at all.
There is, and I just drew a blank on what the name of the company is. Maybe it'll come to me here in a little bit. If not, maybe I'll look it up. Right now I borrowed a truck from Bruce Mallinson at Pittsburgh Power, and it's a mechanical Cummins, and it's got a cruise control, an aftermarket cruise control on it, and I just can't remember the name of the company. And that when we had mechanical engines, I remember the company made several components like this, and the name is just escaping me right now, but there is an aftermarket cruise control. Where there was, I guess I should say. I just thought about that. There was an aftermarket cruise control, and I know we've got one on that truck out there. A Google search might do it. Maybe I'll put it on my list, and I'll try to look it up and see what I can find.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I guess I should say there was. I don't know that it still exists for sure or not. Let's go to Georgia. Rick, welcome to the program.
Mr. Rutherford, good night, sir.
Good evening. What's on your mind tonight?
A couple of things. I just finished talking to Lisa and explaining to her that I got an email from PayPal saying my fuel mileage fuel gauges was canceled by Kevin Rutherford. Would she know? Then she just let me know that you just started giving us that thing for free, man. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. And, you know, I hate to say this because we're not there yet, but we're so close. I was working on it today. We're trying to work out the final bugs, and it's like every software program. The programmers thought for sure they were going to have it done by January 1st, and we'd be testing it. And, you know, when I got in and started testing it, I found the bugs and the problems with it, which we expect. But they were just a few too many for me to be comfortable to release it yet. But it literally could be any day. The programmer's working on it right now. He's got our list. I'll get up and check it again in the morning. And when we get enough of these worked out, we're releasing a major revision to the program. You won't have to do anything different. What'll happen is you'll go to log in one time and you'll just see the new program. All your data will still be there. As soon as we release it, I plan on doing a webcast so I can walk everybody through the program and all the new features. You are going to be amazed, and it will still be free under the new release too.
I'm really looking forward to that, man. That's the second best news. I got my crankshaft dampener and balancer and pyrometer gauge from Pittsburgh Power today. That was kind of excited. So now this is the next one I'm looking forward to, man. I can't wait to see this thing.
Oh, cool. Well, fantastic. We appreciate the support on the program, and this is our way of saying thank you.
All right, that's a good deal. Hey, Kevin, what I'm calling you about, I'm looking at two generators. I'm going to get me a generator, throw it up on the back of the catwalk, and that way I'm able to cut down on my idle time. Looking on one is a gas-powered generator. It's going for about, both of these generators are actually more than what I need, but looking at a gas and a diesel, is there an advantage to a diesel-powered generator over a gas as far as maintenance and, you know, if I'm driving for 10 hours in 5-degree weather, when I stop and I'm ready to crank them up, you know, is there an advantage? Is, you know, gas going to be easier to start than diesel, or what do you think about that?
You know, that may be the only advantage, in my opinion, that gas would have over diesel. It might be a little easier starting in cold weather, but when we're talking about a little diesel generator, I'm not a big fan of ether in my truck engine if I absolutely don't have to, but it wouldn't bother me a bit to hit a diesel generator with a shot of ether to get it started. Other than that, hands down, in my opinion, the diesel is better. For one, you don't have to try to keep getting gas. I mean, when you need diesel, you're right there. You know, the pump's right there. You don't have to screw around with gas. diesel is much, much more efficient than gas as far as the usage and the consumption. The maintenance goes way down. Diesel engines just last longer. So, yeah, you know, right now in the trailer that we travel in, we have obviously a generator because we're completely self-contained. And for whatever reason, when you're in the RVs, the motorhomes, they're almost always diesel generators. In the fifth wheels, for some reason, they're almost always gas generators. So when we got this, a diesel wasn't even an option. I would have to pull this out and replace it. And if I ever need to replace this one, we've got gas. I will replace it with diesel. I probably burn 2 gallons an hour in this gas generator to run everything we need to run while we're doing the show.
Okay, now the price difference between the two I'm looking at is a $600 difference between the gas is going for $700 and the diesel is going for $1,300. Does that play into the decision as far as the equation any bit?
If it were me making the decision, no, the $600 for the diesel would be well worth it. The other thing about the diesels, typically they're quieter. The diesel engines are louder, but the diesel doesn't have to run nearly as hard as a gas engine does. The gas engine's going to run at much higher RPM to generate the same horsepower usually, and that's where the noise typically comes from. I would much rather have a diesel. The 600 wouldn't stop me from going with that.
Okay. All right. One more thing before I let you go, man. You looked at an oil sample for me a couple of months ago, and one of the questions you asked was, did I replace a wheel seal? And I told you no, and found out the wheel seal on that thing was bad, man. I just had it replaced 2 days ago. So, and you told me about that. It had to be over a month ago when you asked me, was the wheel seal on that thing bad because of the silicone in there? And I just want to say thank you. You know, the sampling the oil and you reading it and picking up on that, that's a good deal, man. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel good to know you're taking care of me, Kevin. I thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Really appreciate the support in the call, and I've got to get to a break, but we've got lots more stuff coming, so stick around. We'll be right back. Check out the website. It's letstruck.com. Fuel gauges is getting very, very close. I was really hoping I was going to be announcing it tonight, but we spent a lot of time on it today, and there were still just a few too many bugs to release it. When we release it, it's going to be in what we call a beta release. We know it's not going to be perfect, but it's got to be a little closer than it was today. So we'll check in with it again tomorrow morning. We'll work on it tomorrow, and we are getting close. If you have any questions about some of the features, how it might work, I can certainly tell you about that. Stick around. We'll be right back. You're on the Road Dog, Sirius 147, XM 171. I'm Kevin Rutherford. Good evening. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Trucking Business and Beyond. The website is letstruck.com. We're going to get right back to some phone calls. Let's head off to Louisiana this time. Matt, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kevin. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind tonight?
I just called to tell you my goal. I was listening to your show last weekend. You were saying, make sure you tell someone your goals. So my goal is to come to your CMC this year in September, I think.
Yes, that's what we're looking pretty hard at the dates. In fact, right now we're in Truck City Service, and I think, I'm pretty sure Robert and a couple of the other mechanics are down there frantically building our next truck. We're up here because we sold the truck we were driving, and we're building a new one. And when they finish it, hopefully tomorrow before lunch, we will be heading out to Las Vegas. And while we're at Las Vegas, we're going to be attending a five-day business seminar. I'm looking for some new material. And then we'll be heading up to Reno to check out two or three locations. And once we nail down that location, we'll nail down the dates and we'll make the announcement.
That's fantastic, because that's my one goal. And the other goal I had was to go to the maintenance boot camp, which both would be a first. So
fantastic. Those are two great goals for the year, by the way. And that was a big goal of ours, the maintenance boot camp, just to get the program up and running. And we've got the dates nailed down for that. We worked on it today. We called all the people involved. It's a, you know, fairly big program to try to get together. But this is 99% written in almost ink on the calendar. May 20th and 21st here at Truck City Service is where we'll be doing that.
Okay. The next thing I was going to say as far as a goal, because going to Reno, it's one thing if you have it in Kansas City, you know, that's like, you know, just drive there, no big deal. But now it's in Reno, so that means you have to get airfare and other means to get
right
there. So that makes it a little bit more of a, I'm not saying a bad thing, but more of a challenge. So it makes it more towards a goal, like I'm trying to get at.
Absolutely. That's right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But we will certainly look forward to having you at both of those events. It's going to be a great year.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate everything. I've learned so much and from you and all the valuable information. And, you know, everybody can say the proof is right where you talk, because, you know, when I started out, my fuel mileage is down at the bottom, you know, at 5.5. And, you know, I've done a little bit here, a little bit there. You know, I'm so close to hitting that 7 mile per gallon mark. It's
excellent.
I can't wait, you know.
Excellent.
So,
that is fantastic. And that's really, I mean, our goal this year, we're going to have a lot of specific goals, but our overriding goal is always to help other owner operators succeed. How can we do that? We're always looking for new ways. So we are excited about the maintenance boot camp. That's a new program for us, and we are very excited about that one. Let's stay right there in Louisiana. Jimmy, welcome to the program.
Jimmy the Jugman checking in.
Good evening.
Well, Kevin, you talk about seminars. I made the commitment, I guess, geez, 3 or 4 years ago to go to my first CMC. You know, and you're thinking about it, and you don't know, and what are you going to learn, and, geez, I'm going to get up there, and I'm going to lose a couple of days of truck driving, I lost revenue, and hotels, and meals, and you're just like, geez, this is a big thing to bite off, and then you get to the other side of it, and, you know, it's so dynamic, and it changes your mindset, you know, and you get to the other side of it, and, you know, you look back and you say, wow, that really made a difference in my business, and I'm making more money, and I've got a better understanding of what I'm doing, you know?
Right. Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So one of my goals for this year is to do more education, both learning and teaching. And, you know, I've gone to your CMC a couple of times, 3-4 times, and I always get more out of it. And I've gone to Dave Ramsey's advanced, you know, entree leadership seminar. That was a 4-day thing. That was phenomenal. I went to that a couple of years ago. And I'm just thinking about, you know, maybe attending a seminar this year. Of course, I'm going to the CMC, but, you know, maybe something else along the business world. And what makes a seminar experience different than just, like, you know, reading about a topic on the internet or getting some books or just, you know, BSing with some guy at the truck stop at the coffee shop?
You know, one of the things that I've found that makes the difference, and I think this is what we've tried to do at the CMC, and I think we get a little better at it each time, and it's one of the reasons I'm going back to a seminar, you know, in this month, in a couple weeks, actually. I think it's immersion. I think it's being fully immersed in what it is you're doing and being surrounded by people thinking the same way. And then, of course, you have to have the knowledge there. You have to have the material has to be good. But, you know, some of the critics on the website of the CMC program have tried to say that everything we teach there at the CMC is available somewhere else. They're right. You know, this isn't magic. It's not voodoo. It's not, I mean, it's common sense business stuff. Maybe not common sense, but it's business stuff. Sure, we didn't invent this. Maybe a few things, but they're right. You could find this information somewhere else, but it's very difficult to find it all in one place, live, with that kind of energy, and fully immersed from the minute you wake up all day long, at breaks, at lunchtime, in the evening, to just be totally surrounded by that. To me, that's a big part of why seminars work.
Yeah, it's all day, and it's hyper intense, and you're not like driving the truck, and you're not finding a load, and you're not doing all this stuff. You're concentrating on the growth.
Right.
I remember the first one that I went to out in Kansas City with your CMC, you know, I was sitting there in the front row, and you came on and you started, and I might not get this exactly right, but it was some of the effect of the people in this room are all owner-operators for the most part, and that put you in the top 10% of the industry. And then the people in this room are at the top of the owner-operators because they're the ones that are interested in that growth and building their business better, and they're taking the time, and they've been successful enough to take a couple of days off to grow their business, you know. And that was just so inspirational to me, you know, to think, wow, I was just a couple of years into the thing at that point, and I was, like, according to you, in the top 1% of the business.
And I still believe that, you know, and because I know the industry and, you know, I know people 20 years in the industry that haven't grown. They haven't changed. They're struggling, or maybe they're doing okay, but, you know, after 20 years, something should get better, you know, and I'm always looking to get better and grow. And it's not always about money. Many times that's how we measure things, though, is in the money. But a lot of it is just in satisfaction. And, you know, one of the things that you do that I love, because it's a big thing that's always driven me, is every time you learn something, you're looking for the next person you can teach it to. And I just think that makes our industry so much better. It makes us so much better as people and business people. And the other advantage to that, and I think you're probably finding this too, whether or not you've thought about it, you probably have, is I figured out that the best way to learn something is to teach it.
Yeah, if you could say it out loud, that's one level. But if you can find somebody to talk to about it and explain to them, like, I got a chance yesterday to, you know, to this guy recognized Jimmy the Junkman on the door, you know, and I got talking to him at the shipper there. But I got to open up the hood. This guy's been an owner-operator for 25 years, 4.5 million miles on his door, right? And,
yeah.
And I got the hood open, and I'm like, well, look at this, and look at this. And we're talking about all these concepts and the technology and the fuel mileage. I pulled out my fuel mileage notebook, you know, and you know, we just had a great conversation, and, you know, I learned some stuff from him and vice versa, and it was just a great way to spend a couple of hours while we were getting unloaded there, you know.
Yeah, I love that. I love that, absolutely. Good stuff. And I will look forward to seeing you at the events this year. I found out a long time ago the best way to learn something is to teach it. When I know I have to teach something to somebody else, it's a lot of motivation to really get it, to understand it well enough so that I can explain it. Stick around. We'll be right back. You're on the Road Dog, Sirius 147, XM 171. I'm Kevin Rutherford. Good evening. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Trucking Business and Beyond. The website is letstruck.com. I'm going to get right back to some phone calls here in just a minute. Real quick, because since we're talking about the CMC, I am completely committed to making that program the best it can possibly be. And, you know, I look back to when we started it. I think this might be our fifth year now on the program. It went from a two-day program with just myself and sometimes only 15 people in the room. I think I actually did the seminar once for 13. Was my smallest group the first year that I did this. We're now up to a four-day program with multiple speakers, some really tremendous educators in the program. Bruce Mallinson and Mike Beckett, we do some negotiation training, 4 days, multiple speakers, and 100 people in the room now. And I don't want to stop there. I think we've made it better each time, but we're committed, and I'm committed to making this the best program I can possibly make it. And I realize what a commitment it is for the owner-operators and the people who attend, not just the cost, you know, $1,000 a seat, but the time off, the travel time, the other expenses for being there. But I really believe in this kind of education. And so much so that the seminar that we're about to attend, when I first looked at it, it's 5 days. Some real heavy hitters when it comes to business. There's a big lineup. It's full immersion, long, long days. I mean, people like Steve Wynn from Wynn Hotels in Las Vegas and a whole slew of some pretty heavy hitting business people who will be there. But when we first looked at this, it was $10,000 a ticket. Now, it turns out with three of us going, we got it down to a total of $18,000, so $6,000 a person. But I know I've attended events like this, as crazy as that sounds. It will be worth every penny. It's an investment, and I will get a return on this investment. I know I will. And I'm looking forward to it, not only just for my education alone. I will learn a tremendous amount of stuff. I'll get to spend time with business owners from dozens of other industries, so I'll get, you know, outside ideas, you know, outside of the industry, and that's always valuable too. So not only for my own education, but I'll get new material I can bring back and use for the show. But really, I mean, we're looking at how do we take the CMC to the next level as well. How do we make the maintenance boot camp killer right from year one. So we're excited about it. It's coming up in just a couple weeks out in Las Vegas. So I will certainly keep you updated on how that goes and see what we learn from that. Let's head off to Victor in Flagstaff. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kevin. It's good to talk to you again.
Great to have you here. What can I help you with?
Well, I was wanting to find out how you're coming with the older truck that you're redoing. For one thing, I'm kind of interested. I've been looking around for a older T600 or, you know, the older model Kenworth that I might be able to rebuild, and I'm kind of interested in that. And I also fix and put on two more trucks, the company I'm with, next week. I talked to you about it before, and they're going to start next week with the new Harley runs. And I was wanting to find out about a fuel program you talked about before, about where they do, which where you need to stop to pay your fuel taxes and the cheapest fuel and all that. I can't remember what it was called.
Okay.
And
Stealth, okay, go ahead. What's the final thing?
And the other ones, I'm going to do the Quicken books. I was wondering what you do a book, you know, a page for each truck and what these different categories you have yours broke down into, because I'm not really sure how detailed I need to get on it.
Okay. Let me make sure I can, if I forget one of those, just remind me. Sometimes I get distracted.
Okay.
First one, stealth update. The truck, I believe, is painted. I think all the framework is done and all the reconditioning. We have the engine here at Truck City Service, and this is probably the holdup right now is the engine. It's just because they've literally been slammed here with glider kit orders. They're trying to build two gliders a day, so they're having trouble just keeping up with engines right now here. So I've got two other projects that have kind of been put on hold here. One is the engine for Stealth. And I'm also, I've got an 01 Volvo with about 1.3 million miles on it, one of my FedEx trucks, and we're doing the same thing to it. Not quite as extensive as Stealth as far as, you know, paint and that kind of stuff, but we're reconditioning the entire drive line and interior and some other things. But both of those projects are kind of on hold while they crank out as many gliders as they can to get caught up. We will post some new pictures. I know we've got some. So if you're a member of the website, we'll try to get that updated and put that back up to the top. The fuel program you're talking about, it's called ProMiles. You can find it at ProMiles.com. We are working with that company to integrate ProMiles into our new fuel gauges program. But I wouldn't wait. I mean, because it's a month-to-month program, you can sign up with ProMiles now, and then when we get ours done, because I don't have a date yet as far as the integration, you could always transfer over if you wanted to.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's a killer program. I've been using ProMiles for years, and I really love it. Now, I haven't checked because we got kind of busy over the holidays. ProMiles online has always been a zip code to zip code routing program. And they also made a CD version of the program that you actually loaded onto your computer, and then the computer would have to connect to the internet to get updated fuel prices and things like that. And it was, I don't know, $600 or $700 for that program. But it was address-to-address routing. That was one of the big advantages. And when I talked to ProMiles right before the holidays, when we were trying to set up everything up and then we just kind of ran into the holidays, and I'm not sure if I'm supposed to tell anybody this, but they were getting ready to release the online version as address-to-address, which would be a huge upgrade for the system.
Well, mine's going to be basically, I got one team running out of York to Kansas City and then Kansas City to L.A., and then I'll have two trucks running from Kansas City to L.A. running basically the same, you know, same route every week. So I don't think it'd be that big a problem, you know, that once I get started knowing how to run it. But
yeah, the nice thing is when you've got the runs like that, it's really simple because you actually memorize the runs in the system and you can get your fuel prices in 30 seconds. I mean, literally, you log in, you hit run this trip, and out comes the results and you're done. It's really simple.
Okay. Well, that's what I was looking for, because that way I wouldn't be spending all my time using the phone trying to find where I need to stop and get fuel, you know, for each truck. That would help me a whole lot.
All right. Now, I told you I was going to forget. What was the third thing?
The different categories, how far you break each down on your on your repairs and all that on your books, different headings.
Interesting that you should ask that, because yesterday morning I just finished up writing my column for Overdrive Magazine, and that was my topic, how to get organized for your taxes this year, and then how to organize your bookkeeping for the coming year, and part of the article was that list. It won't be out in Overdrive Magazine until the February issue, but if you send me an email, I can't post the article on the website because I have an exclusive with them. But if you send me an email, I'll send you the article directly.
Okay, I sure appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks. Oh, hold on.
Help me. I appreciate all
Go
your
ahead.
Help.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. Yeah, and I've got to get to a break. Stick around. We'll be right back. You're on the Road Dog, Sirius 147, XM 171. The website is letstruck.com. And check out, if you're not a member of the website, we have got a lot of announcements coming up real soon. New DVDs coming out. I've got them in my hands right now. In fact, I did some of the final review today. Hopefully, I'll finish that up tomorrow, and those will be on sale any day now. New release of fuel gauges, just about done. I mean, it could be any hour now. We're getting that close. CMC dates will be announced soon. Maintenance boot camp dates will be announced soon. We've got a lot of stuff going on. We update through the website and email, so go join. It's free. Letstruck.com. Stick around. We'll be right back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. Good evening. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Trucking Business and Beyond. Let's get right back to the phone calls. We're going to head to Michigan this time. Norman, welcome to the program.
Hey, I just came up with a new product that I believe will really help fuel economy. But I've never taken any new products to market. I've been talking to one of these companies that will help inventors with their new inventions. And we haven't gotten serious yet, but I know they're going to ask me for money, maybe a lot of money, to get this whole thing started. So what I was wondering was, what are your thoughts on bringing a new product to market?
My first thought is it's a very difficult process, and I want you to be aware of that. My second thought is I would run the other way when it comes to the invention marketing companies. If you're going to do this, most of these, I hate to use the word scam, but many of them really are.
I have checked out this company, and they're very upfront about, listen, if you think we're just going to help you get rich for free, that's not us. You're going to be paying us a lot of money to help you with your product. So they're very upfront about how this whole thing works. But, yes, I definitely see where you're coming from.
Yeah, many of them are – and here's the business model that they work on. You just asked me, you know, about bringing it to market. That is by far the most difficult part of this. A lot of people have had ideas. A lot of people have even had really good ideas, and they don't realize how hard it's going to be, how much time it's going to take, and how much work it's going to take, and how much money it's going to take. And there's a real market out there to go to people like that and say, look, let us do this. Let us take care of it for you. The problem there is they have no real incentive to whether that product makes it to the market or not or ever succeeds, because they get all their money up front, which is okay, but many of these companies, and maybe not the one you're looking at, but many of these companies are less than
honorable?
Up and up. Yeah, less than honorable. And the other option really is in the beginning just to start with a patent attorney. I mean, you know, let's just start there. Let's find out, first of all, is this product, does it qualify really to have a patent? And here's the next thing, will that patent really protect the product? Sometimes it will, many, many times it won't. It has to be something really unique in order to be protected by a patent so that it absolutely can't be copied. Too many things can be altered in a very small way, and the patent becomes almost worthless. So not all inventions are really, you know, really good to patent. Sometimes you're better off to just say, look, instead of spending all the money on the patent process, let's just be the first one to market. Let's just spend the money on marketing. Let's get out there and be ahead of the curve, knowing that somebody is going to copy it. But if it's that good that somebody's willing to copy it, that's a great thing. So
yeah.
I would probably just start with a patent attorney and get the process started as far as that goes.
Okay.
I'm assuming this is a product that's going to need to be manufactured?
Yes. It's not really it's something that if you knew where to get the materials, anybody could do it themselves. It's just a matter of knowing where to go and purchase the materials. That's really all it is. It's nothing that would have to be designed and built and assembled in a factory.
Okay, well then,
yeah.
That actually makes this much easier, because
it's very easy. Yeah,
yeah, that is one of the big hurdles, is that design process. You know, you've got an idea, you kind of throw one together. Then we have to get a prototype done. Then we have to find a manufacturer. Then we manufacture it and find out it doesn't work as well as it should, and we have to redesign. And that's where a ton of money can be spent. If this is something that we can, you know, bypass that whole process, it makes it much easier. Then we move on to the next big hurdle, and that's marketing, because marketing can be pretty darn expensive. But if we can get past that whole design, prototype, manufacturing process, it certainly shortcuts this quite a bit. My guess is then that this may be a product, but I would still want you to talk to a patent attorney, spend $300 to $500 for that initial consultation, and see, is this something that a patent would protect or not? And if it's not, then I wouldn't even bother with that process. The idea would be then you just kind of get it out into the market and make it easy. Or you find the deals so that you could do this cheaper than anybody else. You know, kind of a similar example to this is the signature truck that we built. Technically, anybody could build that truck. I mean, I can't patent that. I mean, maybe I could put a name to it and trademark the name, but somebody could go build that truck. The idea, though, is that we've spent, you know, years working with the suppliers, and, you know, Fitzgerald's been building glider kits for years. So although somebody could copy the truck, they'd end up spending more than they would if they just bought one of ours. You just couldn't
right.
put all those deals together to build one at the same price. So maybe you can find your niche there in that you become so good at bringing the things together and building this that that's how you make this work.
My next step in this is I'm going to build this and put it on my own truck, and then my next call on this topic will hopefully be, hey, I picked up 0.6 mile per gallon on this product, and then I'll talk to a patent attorney next.
Yep, that's really the way you should be doing this, and I will look forward to hearing back from you on how that works. Let's go to Florida. Matt, welcome to the program.
Well, good evening, Kevin.
Hey there.
And, what's up? Well, first, Lisa told me that you guys got to stop leaving Florida right as the weather turns better.
Yeah, you're not kidding. I had no idea it snowed so much in Tennessee, but every time I've been here, it snows.
Yeah, I actually put shorts on today for the first time in over a month, and loading this afternoon, I actually broke a sweat.
I'll bet you did.
I'd like to comment about the education and seminars. You talk about the one that would be $10,000 and how that, it's a huge investment. There's no question about that. But the amount of information and knowledge that you will learn, and you could compare that to going to 2 years of school, a trade college or something, and you're actually saving money.
Oh, yeah. You're right. That's
probably
going to
learn more.
That's a good point. You know, think about if I spend 2 years maybe going back to get a business degree. Well, think about what it is. It's a couple hours here or there with an instructor who may or may not have ever been in business, surrounded by people who have probably not much experience in business because they're there trying to get that same degree. And instead of that, I'm going to be immersed for 5 days with somebody who, just one of the speakers, literally reinvented Las Vegas. We're talking about multi-billion-dollar deals. I mean, those are the kind of speakers that are going to be at this event. So, yeah, I know it might sound a little crazy, but I think $10,000 might be a bargain.
Oh, exactly. I mean, as I say, it's... You know, and the other thing with college is, half the classroom doesn't even want to be there.
Yeah,
and
when
you're
right.
paying, the kind of money you're paying for what you're going to, 99% of the people got to want to be there, if not 100%, so.
Yeah, you would, and I look forward to this a lot like the CMC, and you have the time when we're in the seminar and what you're learning. But then you have the breaks, you have lunches, you have after, and you're networking with other people. And it's going to be the same thing here. And what you just said, these are going to be business people who have invested that $10,000 a ticket. They're serious about it. But think about what I might be able to learn just from the people I'm going to meet there.
Learn, and you never know what kind of connections you could make. You could bump into somebody with... I mean, kind of like what Norman was just talking about there with the great idea that, a couple people get together and you can bring an idea to market or...
Absolutely.
I mean, at the CMC,
yeah.
Guys I've met up with and one guy, I've talked to since from a couple years ago, helped him get his own authority and, you just never know.
Yep, that's what we're looking forward to. And I'm excited. It's going to be Lisa and I and Robert Fitzgerald is going to be there with us, so... I'm all out of time. Stick around. Jonesy's coming up next with the all-night truck stop. You're on the road, dog. Sirius 147, XM 171. Remember, be safe, be profitable, be responsible, and master the journey. Good night, everyone. I'm Kevin Rutherford.